Tim and Tegan, written by Tim Cope and read by Patrick Harvey. 10 minutes earlier, I had been hunched over my saddle, leaning into the horizontal rain and hail. The storm, which had begun with a whirlwind of dust and sand, had hit like a train. But just as quickly as it had appeared, it had gone. Now the afternoon sun was shining and the wind had stopped. I gazed at the storm cloud that sailed over the land to my left. It crossed the valley plain and continued onto distant hills. When I was younger, I'd watched clouds such as this, envious of their freedom. Here in the wide, open land of Mongolia, the boundless sky was mirrored on the land. Herds of horses and flocks of sheep and goats moved about like cloud shadows. For the nomads who looked after these animals, nowhere, it seemed, was off limits. Their round, white felt-walled tents, known as gers, were perched on hilltops by streams and tucked into distant slopes. Horsemen and horsewomen were everywhere, and not a tree, fence, or road was in sight. This was a world without boundaries. Gripping the reins of my riding horse, Boar, I felt my heart skip a beat. My surroundings might have looked like something from a dream, but the sour taste of goat curd in my mouth, the feeling of the wet leather saddle on my sore bum, and the pull of the lead rope from my pack horse were undeniable. This was real. 6 days earlier, after a lot of bargaining, I had bought 3 Mongolian horses. Now I was setting off to ride 10,000 kilometers across the nomad lands of the Eurasian steppe from Mongolia to Hungary. 10,000. It might as well have been 1,000,000. It seemed so far. Ahead lay deserts, ice-capped mountains, and sprawling plains. In theory, the idea was simple. I would ride one horse and lead 2 pack horses to carry all my belongings. Each night I would camp out under the stars with my horses for company until finally one day I would reach Europe. One friend had even assured me, "Get on your horse, point it to the west, and when people start speaking French, it means you've gone too far." In reality, I had always known it would be a bit more complicated. One of the nomads who had sold me a horse looked at me like I was crazy. "You're going to ride to Hungary? And you're not carrying a gun?" People kept reminding me about the usual dangers, wolves and thieves, not to mention deathly cold, high mountains, and scorching hot summers where, it was rumoured, you could become dried out and mummified in a single day. But that wasn't what really frightened me. What frightened me was that I could barely ride a horse. In fact, prior to this journey, my only experience as a horseman was when I was 7 years old. On that occasion, I was bucked to the ground and shipped to hospital with a badly broken arm. Despite some training in Australia in recent months and a handful of days in the saddle, I was still terrified of these big, powerful creatures. My fear of horses had kept me awake many a night. I imagined being thrown off, kicked, bitten, and not being able to control a wild, bolting horse. But somehow I had convinced myself that the difficulties ahead were mostly beyond my imagination. Besides, who could possibly be better horse-riding teachers than the nomads of the steppe?